2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
And I'm fascinated to hear the opinions of our former Congresswoman Mia Love, who joins us now. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm sure you're following this every step of the way. Thank you so much. First of all, give us an idea. Did you support the protests against police brutality regarding George Floyd?
You know, I can understand why people are angry. I can understand the frustration, because when you have words and you use your words and you are not heard, I can understand why you would want to lash out. And the words were, "I can't breathe. What, can you let me up? Mom, I love you." I mean, it wrenches at your heart.
Yeah.
But we really, you know, just to be able to condone the riot and the violence, it's just, we can't do that. Because not only should we never resort to destruction or violence, but you lose the message in all of that noise. And the message is, what happened to George Floyd was criminal, it was unconstitutional, and it sent a powerful message to all Americans, not just Black Americans, that a horrible person with a badge has owned you. They have power over you. They can and make you and will make you suffer, and there is nothing you can do about it. This event wasn't just unfortunate. It was a lack of respect for human life. And when there's all of this rioting and violence that is happening, we lose the message of what we're trying to send out there in terms of what happened to George Floyd.
Former Congresswoman for the state of Utah, Mia Love, joining us live on the line. Mia, did you watch the protests as they unfolded on live television?
Yes, I did. And it was just it was really surprising to me that we were witnessing so many of these things, even in our state. You know, as a mayor, I've sworn in many amazing officers, and one who actually lost his life in the line of duty. As a member of Congress, I've seen police officers, local and U.S. Capitol police, that have put their own lives in harm's way to protect others. And so all over the country, you've seen officers that will take a knee when they see protesters coming by, or will walk with protesters. And that's what should be happening. I mean, the media will capture all of those, and that's the type of message we want to send. So as I've been watching it, there are some things that have really broken my heart when I see the just what has happened to our U.S. Capitol, the arson on police cars, just the violence against each other. It just doesn't make any sense to me. That's not who we are. That's not the message we want to send as Americans. And it really, like I said, it dishonors what we're trying to do to help the future George Floyd. We don't want this to happen any longer. We want to send a strong message that the indifference that people have felt with violence towards innocent human beings, or at least the cruel and unjust punishment towards human beings, is not acceptable.
You have said and even called upon the Republican Party to invite and not just tolerate diverse perspectives to the table. That was something you said in the Washington Post op-ed you wrote a couple years ago. Does Utah need more diverse voices on the topic of police brutality?
You know, one of the things that we don't talk about that I think would really be helpful, especially in predominantly Black communities, is promoting the idea that these young men and young women need people that look like them to be police officers in their areas, that they need to have good role models, not people that they're just seeing as in opposition. So, yes, I still think that we need that. I think that we need to make sure that we have a diverse voice all throughout our leadership. Because I think that if we actually had that, we would automatically have leaders saying, first of all, this is not okay. I don't believe that we would have a person who has gotten through, in terms of Derek Chauvin, have gotten so many infractions that he's been able to get away with this time and time again. He was actually, I believe he was emboldened because he's never been called out on his behavior. So we absolutely need as many people, as diverse voices as possible. And I do believe that we need to make sure that in communities that we have good role models, especially in Black communities, and you name it, people that look like them, so that they could have somebody to look up to. Become police officers in your own community.
Mia Love, former congresswoman for the state of Utah, joining us live on the line. We appreciate your phone call. You know, I know many people know this, but before you were elected to Congress, you served as the mayor of Saratoga Springs, and you talked about that just moments ago. I know it's smaller than the capital city, but as you were watching this unfold on Saturday night, did you feel comfortable or uncomfortable with the way the police responded? And should they have maybe gotten involved sooner than they did?
In some areas, I felt comfortable. In some areas, I didn't feel comfortable. It's one of the reasons why I advocated for community policing in my city, because if you live in the city, you know the people that you are there to protect. It makes a difference. And, you know, I was actually really impressed with the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, who said, when you burn down the city, you're burning down your own community. When you have policing in those communities, you tend to be one with the people. There's no separation. It's not an us against them. And so there are some areas where, for the most part, I really appreciated the fact that police officers weren't just there to be in opposition, but there to allow people to protest peacefully. In other areas, I do believe, I've seen several videos where you've seen police officers that have been walking down the street, people who are sitting on their porch, and then they shoot at them with soft pellets or plastic,
airsofts.
I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think it sends the right message. I mean, people are in their own homes, and I know that there is there's a curfew, but you're on your property, and you're not doing anything that's harmful. And so I think that for the most part, police officers have, I've been really impressed. In some areas, there's obviously some work that needs to be done.
Former Congresswoman Mia Love, thank you so much for joining us to discuss really racism. And that's what it boils down to, Debbie. And we've heard that from Mayor Mendenhall. She's talked about the systemic racism, though she did clarify that she does not think the Salt Lake Police Department is a racist police department.
Thank you so much, Congresswoman, for calling into the show. We look forward to continuing a dialogue with you in the future. We've got a new protest.